mojobreak.com.
Pack Rippers and Sports Nuts, welcome to the mojobreak.com sports card show podcast. This is episode 13. Couldn't find a name, but I'm thinking Dan Marino.
It could be Dan Marino.
I think your boy Kurt Warner too, right?
I think it could be Jim Druckenmiller too.
Jim Druckenmiller. Yeah, a little drunk.
Maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe Cody Pickett. Was he a 13?
No.
It would make sense though.
I think we're going to be throwing touchdowns like Dan Marino, but not getting into the Super Bowl. Speaking of the Super Bowl, I'm excited. Not really. But who do you think is going to win?
I'm excited the Niners aren't playing.
Everything's
right in the world.
It just sucks when two mistake-filled teams make the Super Bowl. Because both of those teams are in the Super Bowl based on mistakes.
Yeah, Cundiff and that, you know
Kyle
what?
Kyle Williams.
I wouldn't say Kyle Williams. Nope. Okay, the first one, the one off the knee, that was his bad. How about some props to who was it who stripped the ball?
No one knows.
No, he's a rookie.
I don't know if you PC special teams players, but most people aren't going to remember that guy's name. That's probably, he's going to be like the guy on the Rams that made that tackle in the Super Bowl.
Mike Jones?
Only you know him.
Dude, everybody knows Mike Jones.
Known for one tackle.
Dude, that guy had a hell of a career.
And ruining the legacy of Steve McNair after the guy died. That's what he's
doing. You mean Kevin Dyson?
Steve McNair.
Kevin Dyson.
Rest in peace, Steve McNair. Anyways, we got an action-filled episode. We got a lot of news to talk about. We're going to review Precision, which we haven't quite busted yet, but we will bust by the time this podcast is over, so you're going to hear our take on it. We're also going to talk about 2012 Tops.
Series 1.
Everybody else is talking about it.
Why not? Just get crazy.
It's the staple of the industry.
Is it?
Panties get wet, nipples get hard right before it comes out.
It's getting a little weird now.
It's getting a little weird. That was the only analogy I could think of. Got a little bit of a cold today, so I'm on a little bit of a meds, you know. But, you know, we're Raleigh squirrel time.
That just like that?
Raleigh squirrel.
No segue into it? Just blurt it out?
Just blurting it out. It's Raleigh squirrel. Because I know I'm not going to get one of those cards at $600 a pop.
No.
What we're talking about is
they're not going for that much.
The first one did.
The first one, and now the second one is 300. And once everybody figures out there's tons of them out there, it's going to be a $3 card.
Pretty much.
The guy who bought it for $600, don't know about that investment.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he's a big St. Louis Cardinal fan.
God, everybody jumps the gun on that stuff. If you just waited, wait a week and a half.
Right.
Wait 2 weeks. Yeah. Wait 3 weeks. You don't have to be the first one who gets it.
They wanted to, though.
You don't have to.
Well, guy, I mean, get three Bryce Harper autographs or you can get one stupid
some guys who are probably like, damn, better shut up. That's how I make my money.
Well, yeah, if you were on the side of benefiting from that card, props to you. I would have done the same. But the first one was obviously pulled from a retail pack.
I would have tried to figure it out. I'm like, what the hell am I looking at here?
I know. It's like, I didn't know Skip Schumacher was a squirrel.
Poor dude, man. That's...
Yeah, I don't think he's too stoked. They did an interview with him. He said, my card is my shoe and a squirrel.
Because you don't know how many cards he's going to make, man. I mean,
he's not a huge name.
Yeah, I don't know about the old Skip.
I wonder if it would if they did an Albert Pujols version of that, if it would.
But he has a regular card, right?
Yeah, that's just a very SP variation.
There's two Hosmer Gatorade dunks.
Yeah, there's two Sandoval's beating up a mascot.
Yeah,
those are the SPs. I guess all the SPs this year are based on having fun.
Is there a list out there?
I have it.
You have it.
Marty on top.
Wow, dude. Now that's a segue into another segment. That is how you do it.
Yeah, I mean. Celebration and fun takes. See, there's a Mike Leake. Mike Leake hitting Harper, the Reds mascot.
Bryce?
No, or
that's Gapper.
Gapper. I can't even read.
Gapper.
Yeah. Sorry, Reds fans. There's two Eric Hosmers. There's a dugout and a Gatorade. You were correct. There's two Pablos. There's a Bobby Abreu, Freddie Freeman, Matt Latos, Starlin Castro.
That Jose Reyes on the Marlins, that's going for a lot, right?
It is, yeah. Then and same thing with the Pujols. I heard it may be going for $200 too. So everybody gets excited about these.
Are these short prints or are these super short prints?
They just say short print on this thing, but some people
but not numbered though.
Not numbered. No.
So you just...
You have no idea.
You just don't know.
But there's... I've looked at, like, case breaks, and most people aren't getting them, so...
People are saying that you're getting at least one short printed card out of that list per case.
Per case. Hmm. I busted a box, and, you know, one box is just a snapshot of it, so I didn't get one in there.
Yeah, but you got a Justin Masterson.
Gold. I know. It's worth a lot of money. It's going to be... I'm going to put it up on the bay for $500 buy it now.
Driving up the price? Driving up the market value?
Dictate my own market price. That's, you know, that's what the Rally Squirrel guy did. Well, actually, I think they started at 99 cents.
Cool. Are we still talking about Top Series 1?
We are. I know. Okay. It's already been 5 minutes into it, and Top
Series 1. Kind of tired of looking at these cards already. The 1987 Minis, what do you think about that?
I think it's stupid.
They're not quite Minis, but they're not full-size cards.
I don't get it, because these
The original ones were full-size regular cards.
And that whole set is worth about $10.
Maybe. I have a Nischler rookie card in this
Will
set.
Will Clark, for you non-Giants fans.
Nope, you just refer to him as the Nush.
So I don't know. We'll talk about it a little bit more in detail at the end of the podcast, but
I want to talk more about Series 1. You know what? Let's just talk about Series 2.
Hit up on Jumbo. One thing we don't talk about is poker. Is poker considered a sport?
I don't know her.
It's on ESPN. It's on ESPN. So I guess it's a sport, right? Anything on ESPN.
It's on the Ocho?
Yeah. Just like the world's strongman competition.
Just like dodgeball tournament.
I think we should come out with the strongest men of the world cards.
Underrated movie, Dodgeball. Yeah,
it's a good movie. Well, it looks like Leaf is coming out with 2012 Leaf Metal Poker. And it's got all
metal
your favorite...
Metal Poker, so you got like metal players. You got like Sully, because he's a poker player and he's in a metal band. Sully Erna from Godsmack.
Yeah, pretty much. James Hetfield.
Okay. James Hetfield.
Yeah, no. There are 5 autograph cards per box, and you can get Phil Hellmuth, Daniel Negreanu, Doyle Brunson, and Johnny Chan. So those are the big names. And there's several levels of prismatic parallels, Leaf Poker Hall of Fame autographs, Faces of the Game autographs, Bracelet Race autographs. So
They should have a Stu Unger cut auto.
That'd be sweet.
That would be sweet.
That'd be like
I'd probably get down with that then.
The legend. Maybe a Coke relic.
Maybe.
Everybody knows old Stewie in the nose there. But, poker. If you're into poker. I like how you giggle like a fifth grader there.
It's such a weird name. Like, just a word.
Poker?
Yeah.
I gave up my poker playing career to do sports cards. I was a fast track for a bracelet. I'm a really good poker player, but, you know.
Because it has nothing to do with luck.
No, it's all skill.
Yeah. It's all.
I'm awesome. That's
completely. I played with you. You're okay.
You know what maybe we should do? I'm pretty good.
No, you're okay.
I got third place in a $30 tournament, okay?
Yeah.
I win free rolls all the time Poker Stars.
I demand respect.
No, maybe we could do a free roll poker tournament with our customers or podcast listeners and give away something. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, how do we do that on? We have to do like a.
We'll set up a private room.
Private room.
Yeah, that might be kind of
private
cool.
Dance.
So sign up for the newsletter if you haven't already. We'll keep you informed on that. I just made that up on the fly. Did you hear about Tom Brady and what he said about Buffalo?
I've heard of Tom Brady.
You've heard of Tom Brady?
Yep.
I think senior. He's a investor.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady investor? Senior. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. No. During a media session, Tom Brady, the Super Bowl quarterback, was saying. He was describing the commitment of his father, Tom Sr., in the early part of his career. And he said he went, you know, from New York City to the Canadian border. He said, my dad was always there to support me. He's been every step of the way. And then he also said that he even went to Buffalo, where they're not the nicest hotels. And Buffalo fans are pissed that he said that.
Why?
Because they're like, why do you have to step on our team and our city?
Because maybe Buffalo sucks. I don't know. Ooh. I've never been to Buffalo, but maybe.
Hey, maybe we have to edit that out now.
What?
If they're giving Tom Brady death threats, you don't know. These people might take down MojoBreak.com.
Dude, do you understand how far away from Buffalo I am?
Yeah, but our website's one click away.
Really?
We love Buffalo.
I
I'm a fan.
I've always been a fan ever since The Juice.
Jim Kelly.
And
Thurman Thomas.
James Lofton.
C.J. Spiller.
Don Beebe.
Yeah.
We can keep on going.
Doug Flutie.
Bruce Smith.
Yeah.
Cornelius Bennett.
Yeah. Lee Evans.
Norwood.
Jarius Norwood?
No, the kicker, dude. The guy who missed the kick.
In the Super Bowl.
Probably shouldn't even bring that guy up.
Yeah. Four Super Bowls and you didn't win one. That sucks. But yeah, so I guess they're sending death threats and they want his head, and sucks is they're gonna have to play him twice next year, so there's gonna be some hatred for Tom Brady.
But he only said that their hotels suck, right?
Pretty much. He just said it wasn't the nicest places to stay. He was trying to make a point that his dad would go anywhere. And he used Buffalo as the example of not the nicest hotels.
Okay. All right. Out of line, Tom Brady. You're out of line.
Well, I mean, he should have said, like, that place in Mexico when I played in the Mexico. No, I don't know. You know, he should have.
There's nice places in Mexico.
There is.
There's shitty places in San Jose, too.
There is, yeah. There's don't want to go to the east side, you know, San Carlos area, but.
I grew up in the San Carlos area.
Yeah. Come on. Well, that explains it. That's why you try to knife me if I don't do breaks on time or something. Pull out the shank.
Sometimes you got shank fools.
Going to Niners games in your Rams uniform, pulling out the shank. It's just not.
Really cool. Wish I would have got that scarf.
Yeah, $71 scarf on eBay.
Yeah, that's what a couple sodas will do to you.
Yeah, we went to the Niners-Rams game this year, and Dan hates the Niners so much that they were handing out free faithful scarves, and Dan shunned it away and said, I don't want it, and they're selling for like $75 on eBay now.
Yep.
Could have paid for your ticket, your beers, everything. You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
But you know what? Proving a point.
Die hard fan.
Doing what I gotta do.
Well, Manny Ramirez, do you think he's a honest citizen?
What kind of question is that?
I mean, do you think he's a
good man?
Whatever, cheat to win?
I like Manny Ramirez.
I do too.
I have no that guy can swing a stick.
Yeah, he's got some power. Well, there's a card that came out back in 2000 that when he was on the Indians. And this is from cardwordconnection.com, so props to them. Check out their website. There's a bat card with a...
That's some cork.
With a cork in it, yes. And no one really answered the question at the time, and apparently Cardboard Connection talked to some people over at Pacific who made the card and got to the bottom of it. So it basically was an urban legend, so... Yeah, it's definitely a cork bat. I guess somebody got the card and checked to make sure it was bat material against cork material, and it came out that it was. Yeah, came out that it was Manny Ramirez's bat. And
I'm gonna throw you a curveball. Check this out. Nobody knows if that's a Manny Ramirez bat. He took two bats out of the dugout. At no point does it state that it was a Manny Ramirez bat.
It says everybody speculates. Just to get his name on the paper, we heard all kinds of things, but you know what? We are hitting the panic button, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it says that it was confirmed that it was his bat.
Oh, well.
There's one on eBay. I guess somebody's trying to get $5,000 for it.
Wasn't Albert Bell on the same team?
Yeah.
And Albert Bell had cork bats.
Definitely. It might have been around that same time, too.
Yeah.
Joey Bell?
Joey Bell. Yep. Albert, don't call me Joey Bell.
Yeah. What do you think of the Peyton Manning news about him being fine all of a sudden?
Did anybody think he was not going to play?
Well,
he was cleared to practice before the season was over. So it's him being cleared now, I mean, that...
Well, there was a weird thing that Rob Lowe came out and said his career, he was retiring.
Rob Lowe, the actor?
Yeah. He actually came out, it was a big tweet.
No, really?
Yes,
like, not,
yes.
I thought there was like some kind of
He's supposedly close to, I think, Jim Irsay and a couple guys in the Colts organization. And he came out and tweeted that, I'm so sorry to hear this rumor. He goes, I hope it's not true, but Peyton Manning, I heard, is retiring.
And based on his surgery. And then Manning went on ESPN and said, hey, that's not
true. Actually, Archie came out and said, this is absolutely not even true. So then the Andrew Luck situation comes in, where pretty much the Colts have just, I mean, They might as well. They already have jerseys printed up of Andrew Luck at this
They're
point.
They're drafting Andrew Luck.
They are getting Andrew Luck. I mean, if I was to make some Andrew Luck number 12 jerseys right now, sell them on eBay, Colts probably would sell.
Okay, let's face it. Peyton Manning, not going to be with the Colts next year. Probably going to be in, like, Washington.
I heard first rumors were Miami or the Jets.
They're saying the Jets, but the Jets... It doesn't really make sense.
It does, because Mark Sanchez sucks balls.
Yeah,
he's a sucky quarterback.
Dude, Alex Smith sucks balls. But
how far did the Jets go in the playoffs?
And you know what? If Niners would have had Mark Sanchez, they probably would have won the Super Bowl.
I don't think so.
I do.
No.
Okay, Washington, Miami. Those are the two teams.
Mark Sanchez has, like, three receivers to throw to. Alex Smith has none.
How about Seattle?
Seattle?
Tavarius Jackson?
He could go there. I'm saying, I'm just trying to prove to you.
If you were putting together a team, would you be like, old Tavarius or Peyton Manning?
Well, Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning.
Oh, believe me, he's going to have some suitors, but the Jets are also an organization where Rex Ryan is on his way out because of...
That's a bold statement.
Well,
They were just in the AFC Championship game.
Last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Mark Sanchez cannot get over the hump.
Okay. So, next year, everybody in this area loves Harbaugh. Harbaugh's like the greatest. He's the second coming of Bill Walsh. So, next year, Niners go 2-14. Are you going to say... Harbaugh's on his way out. Maybe. This guy's on his way out.
Maybe.
Gonna hire Rex Ryan. Gonna come in.
Maybe. After you have expectations.
Why does everybody hate Rex Ryan so much?
Because he's fat.
He has a foot fetish?
No, because people hate fat guys. Just kidding. No. I'm getting a little portly myself, so I hope people don't hate fat guys. But everybody knows that New York has a very high expectation for their sports teams. And if they don't get where they want them to go, somebody's head's on the line. So right now, unfortunately...
Every city has high expectations of their...
Right now, everybody is saying that Mark Sanchez is not the franchise quarterback.
I have to disagree. It's not his fault.
Would you want Mark Sanchez on your fantasy team?
My fantasy, I had a really, after Schaub got hurt, I had a real problem. So if I had a chance to pick him up, I probably would.
Would you draft him next year?
As a backup? As a like a 13th rounder?
Is he in the top 10?
No.
Is he in the top 20?
But you know, there's 20 quarterbacks in the league that are not in the top 10.
Well, there's actually 22 if you want to get whatever. Like that.
Two teams.
Is he in the top 20?
He's probably, if I had to rank him, he'd be in like the 18. He'd be like an 18. Okay, so would you put Rex Grossman above him? Would you put Tavarius Jackson above him?
No.
Would you put Matt Moore above him?
Maybe.
No. Would you put...
But those are all career backups.
Would you put Alex Smith above him? And don't say he's a hell of a game manager.
It's pretty close.
No.
Would you put Sam Bradford above him?
Yeah, I'd put Sam Bradford. But I'd put Sammy Brad's a top 10.
The Rams may be in the conversation for Peyton Manning.
Okay, well.
Jeff Fisher loves him. Played him 2 times a year in Tennessee.
Yeah.
So he wants it.
There's no reason. We don't have a quarterback problem.
He wants a Nick Manning.
Nick Manning.
You guys have a quarterback problem. The Rams have a quarterback
problem. We have a backup problem.
You have a receiver problem.
Yeah, we have a receiver problem.
We do. At least we agree on something there.
Justin Blackmon.
Yeah, well, you might as well just give him a contract now.
What? It was up to me.
Speaking of Andrew Luck, did you hear about that Leaf thing that came out?
Yeah, there was a...
It's a Leaf error card of Andrew Luck. That's just weird that it came out. It's weird. It wasn't even in a set. It just released it on eBay. So that just shows you, you know, how small Leaf is compared to, like, Topps or, you know, Panini.
Yeah, I get it. And what was the deal? It had, like...
They spelled Andrew, A-N-D-E-R-W.
That's how I spell it.
Andrew. And they spelled Height, H-I-G-H-T.
What?
Wait, right there.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they... 39, I guess there's a print run of 350 cards. However, 39 collectors are going to be extremely pleased as Leaf pledged to honor the completed sales. So I guess there's also a... Yeah, there's a 1 through 39. So I guess there were supposed to be 350, but there's only 39 now. So these people are all going to get them.
Yeah, I saw
that. Yeah, so basically what's going down is...
What was the original price on it? It was like 30 bucks or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know what? And I think they're selling for like 200 bucks on eBay now because of it. So made a little bit of hype of behind Leaf, which supposedly within like 12 hours of this happening, the owner of Leaf came out and fixed it.
Brian Gray.
Yeah, so they said that was good on his part, but... They say that's the plus and the minus of having an owner-run company, you know, without, you know, corporations, without, like, board members, is that somebody can react so quickly. But he's the only one that makes the decision, so it could be good or bad. But they said in this instance, the opinion is it's a good thing that he reacted so quickly. So,
but you think it was marketing. There had maybe they did this on purpose.
Like
an error card on purpose.
Let me see. I'm looking it up right now to see if there's some on eBay still. Leaf U.S. Army. He's on an Army Air. Card.
$200 wow. One bid.
Yeah, $157. So these cards, yeah, only 39 made. One's up to $200. One's up to $157. One's up to $162. Somebody's trying to get $260 for it. Jeez, are all 39 of these on the bay right now?
Absolutely.
It's not even a licensed card. 212, these are the completed listings. There's a 101 press plate, but that's from 2008 from an Army game.
A lot of two,
$455. Numbered to 39. So I wonder if it actually was spelled wrong on the front or the back. I personally think the card looks stupid, but...
I wouldn't mind getting a couple of them.
Yep, Ander W., Luck.
But they have the 350 number on the back. But there is only 39.
There is only 39. They cut the production run after they realized the error.
That's good.
So if you were lucky enough to buy it, obviously you made out.
If you were lucky enough.
No pun intended. And your luck. That doesn't even look like a Stanford dude. Was he on a...
It's like an Army game. I don't know.
Because, you know what, U.S. Army All-American Bowl. So they probably can't even use the collegiate logo because they probably don't have the license.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Crazy. What do you think of, like, companies getting these licenses? Do you think it's good for the industry or bad? Do you think more companies should be able to buy into the baseball license?
Well, I mean, it would... Competition's never bad for the consumer.
Right.
Anytime you have competition in an industry, it's going to make... the end product better.
Right.
I have some pretty strong feelings about it. I don't know if I really want to get into it because feelings may be hurt.
Yeah.
But
no, get into it. Let me know how you feel.
How do I feel? No, I mean, that's pretty much the gist of it. I mean, if Panini had, I mean, okay, look. So this year, obviously, Topps has a football license. Panini has football license.
Correct.
Let's just look at Topps. Topps has been killing it with football releases this year.
Right.
Probably because they have competition. Look at baseball. They've been kind of just releasing a lot of, you know, kind of mass-produced. I like it, but it, lack for a better term, garbage.
Sucking sacks.
Yeah. So, basically, if there was another manufacturer that had a licensing, it would... give competition. It would basically make Topps have to step up, and I mean it's borderline a monopoly when right. There is no competition.
It is.
So I mean I don't really know the gist of it. I don't know how a company goes about getting licensing. I mean obviously baseball is probably in bed with Topps.
Well, some say that Topps did overpay for the license. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the price is.
Can't you have... I mean, that was probably stipulation in the contract with Major League Baseball and Topps. Topps is probably like, we're going to pay you more than what it's worth, as long as we get exclusive rights to it.
And what from what I've heard is for Major League Baseball as a whole, you know, lumping memorabilia, shirts, all these souvenirs.
Because Topps doesn't have basketball, right?
No, they don't.
So that's just Panini.
Just Panini. I think an Upper Deck doesn't have it. They have a collegiate.
And Upper Deck has hockey, Panini has hockey, and Topps doesn't have hockey.
Right, right. Topps has football and baseball, which obviously probably the top sellers.
Well, the reason why they probably put all their cash flow into baseball.
Well, I mean, when you think of a collectible sports card, what comes to mind?
What comes to mind? You think of baseball and you think of Topps.
Right, right. I'm just saying as a sport, baseball is a standard card.
It's referred to as a baseball card.
Right.
Even if
like a can of Coke.
Like a can of Coke.
Kleenex.
Like, if you look at a card, and even if it's a football card, people who are not in the industry are going to refer to it as a baseball card.
I think my girlfriend calls them stupid baseball cards.
Stupid baseball cards.
Yeah. Not going to be worth anything.
Not going to be worth anything.
But from what I've heard is from Major League Baseball, who makes, you know, fan souvenirs, shirts, you know, all the things for all the
teams.
They make fans. They have a factory that makes people. No, it's such a, I guess cards are such a small percentage of their overall income for, you know, that side of baseball.
Yeah.
That they don't put a whole lot of thought or care on who they sell their licensing to.
Supposedly. Well, if somebody stepped up to the plate and did some serious marketing, and we've already talked about this, and basically had ads on, like, ESPN Sunday Night Baseball about baseball cards.
Yeah, of course.
If you just ran, like, a marketing campaign saying, hey, look, you're watching this game, here's a card, you're watching Alex Rodriguez play, here's a card with his autograph on it.
Yeah, you can get it in a pack. Yeah, no. I don't get it.
If they did that, then it wouldn't be a small sliver of their total income. It would just produce so much more money, because it would. The goal in an industry is that you want to make it as big as possible.
Right. Well, I don't know if they say, hey, you know, here, Topps, here's $1 million a year. Obviously, that's a small, you know, number figure. I mean, they could do, like, instead of paying an amount for the license, they could almost do profit sharing with them and say, you know, it's in your best interest to run an advertisement for this series of Topps, because you're going to get, you know, $5 a box.
Yeah, because basically like a baseball card, when you get it, it is marketing for baseball in general.
Right.
This right here is a little baseball business card.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
And as I do that, I'm pulling up the little mini variation of the 87.
Derek Jeter there.
Yeah, I'm like,
did he even play in 87? No.
Is that a serious question?
Yeah. God, he's been playing that long? He's like half man, half amazing.
Dude, I think he was a rookie in like 92.
I'm just kidding. Oh, it's not a serious question.
Come on.
According
to this card, he was a rookie in 2011. It doesn't have any stats on it.
Oh, that's weird.
Just has his 2011 stats.
Well, it's a mini card. It's hard to fit anything but a couple
Jeter hit 297. I thought he had a bad year last year.
No, he's pretty much hovered around 300 every year.
Do you know what is his overall career batting average?
No.
Nope. Do you even
320?
That's pretty close.
315.
Rob, really close. 313.
Wow, not bad. Pretty good. Good enough. I think you're pretty much Hall of Famer.
Over or under 150 home runs?
Over.
Yep. 240.
Yeah. No, my baseball stats there.
Yep.
But yeah, dude, like some kind of profit sharing, and I think they have to pay these guys a certain amount to sign, and some guys get more than others, right? And from what I understand in the industry, like to get Ken Griffey Jr. to sign 500 autographs is, you know, Mike Fontenot is a lot cheaper than Ken Griffey, right? The pay scale is different, I would assume.
Probably for their time. Like, I mean,
like right now, if you have Mike Fontenot sign 500, you're not going to pay him the same amount you're going to pay Ken Griffey.
Probably not.
Because Ken Griffey is going to be a set, like a sought-after auto that everybody wants, right?
This is just...
That's why Jordan Todman autos are in a bunch of shit, because Jordan Todman is, you know, he'll sign for probably 10 pennies.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's the time. I mean, to get basically Derek Jeter to sit down and do 500 autographs on stickers or whatever... It's probably going to cost more money than to get Yeah, Mike Fontenot. Poor Mike Fontenot is fucking getting hammered right now.
Well, he's, you know, that's the name that came
to
my mind.
How about we just say Angel Pagan?
There you go.
Because Angel Pagan's been signing everything.
He's he does. He's in everything.
He's all, give me a pen and give me some cards. He's like, all right. He's like, I don't even care if it's me on the card. He's like, I'll sign everybody's.
Sign Barry Bonds' card. But, because just think about it. If they do some kind of profit sharing, these guys are already, you know, under MLBPA, Players Association, they could probably sign just under the stipulation of playing for, you know, baseball. You know, there wouldn't be a price to have sign.
They can put it. If Topps, if MLB had, if Major League Baseball had a stake in Topps, they can basically have a stipulation and say, "Hey, you have to sign X amount of cards,
right? Every year,
you have to. Like, you want to get paid? Part of your contract is to sit there and sign cards,
right?
Because we're have a financial investment in this.
The top,
and actually, you can even do it to where." The players get a little piece of the profit sharing.
Yeah, I think it could be marketed better. It just seems like an old school mentality.
Players want to have baseball cards.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's as prevalent as it was back in the '80s or '90s, but obviously the industry.
If you were a baseball player, why would you not want to have a baseball card unless you're Barry Bonds?
Well, you're absolutely correct. I mean, that's a sign that you made it.
Yeah, it's a sign that you made it, and it's basically like it's a little picture.
It is, yourself, you know,
doing what you do at work.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Should make baseball cards when I'm at work.
Maybe
I should just start taking pictures at my job.
Me and you can have serial numbered versions.
Yeah,
black parallel versions.
Yeah, absolutely, I'm gonna have landscape pictures.
Lunchtime,
some
memento.
Absolutely,
Subway memento.
Little cut auto.
On a Subway bag.
On a Subway bag.
God, I'm hungry. On a Togo's bag.
Little cut auto from my credit card receipt.
Speaking of Segways, we're talking about lunch.
Segway.
Check this out.
Segway like the little scooter that you ride around?
Yes. Yes. No. Talk about being able to jump into another story. Talking about lunch. Supposedly, top recruit Casanova McKenzie turned down Clemson. Guess why? Don't look at the title. He turned down Auburn. Actually, he chose Auburn over Clemson. He is a linebacker, and he was the 245th ranked overall prospect in the nation. So, a high school, you know, there's billions of guys trying to get.
There's not billions. There's probably in millions, but I don't know if I'd say billions.
Billions. I'm ranked 1,547, even at 29.
But you were in high school like 11 years ago.
Well, yeah, that's why my number keeps dropping every year.
Every year.
Yeah, No one calls me up. San Jose State tried to give me a contract like 5 years ago, and I turned it down.
Be a punter?
Yeah, water boy. Jock holder. But, no, Casanova McKenzie turned down. What do you think? Was it the coaches?
I can see. I'm looking at it. Do you want me to make something up?
Yes.
Let's see.
Poker?
let's see. What would he want to do? Maybe he just didn't want to play football. Maybe he was like, I want to go into the family business.
No, he chose Auburn over Clemson because of the Chick-fil-A on campus.
Oh, really?
Chick-fil-A on campus.
You had a story back in the day about Chick-fil-A, right?
Yeah.
You had a buddy who was like, this is the greatest place ever.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, for a recruit to turn down
Well, your buddy, school. Your buddy was 100% right. Because now people are just like, why would I go to that school? They have Pizza Hut. I want Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
I get it.
I need to try Chick-fil-A. There's not any around here, but I might.
I tell you
my
idea, and people are gonna just jump on it. Tell you about my idea about a Taco Bell taco truck.
No,
like a branded Taco Bell on wheels that just drives around and just slangs chicken burritos and whatnot.
That's pretty good.
That is a fucking really good idea, and to the point where like we actually contacted Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah?
And sent them an email, and they actually got back to us.
Really?
Yeah, they're serious.
They denied?
No, they're just like, that's a really good idea. So now there's going to be Taco Bell taco trucks everywhere.
And because the drive-thru, you're not lazy enough, you have to have it come to you?
Yeah, well, dude, you know if you're like, I don't know, man, you pull up in front of your business and just walk out there and get like a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Worry,
there's... I don't know.
Fajita burrito?
You ever go to Taco Bell and you're just like, it's like lunchtime and you're like eight cars deep? That's bullshit, man.
You got to get out of your car, though, to go to the taco truck.
Yeah, but not if it comes to your work.
Is it going
to
have a drive-in built in?
You're outside. No, I mean...
You mean like contractors and guys that work on cars and stuff like that?
Guys...
What's the horn going to be? Is it just going to be the Taco Bell dog? Instead of like... You know how they pull up and they go... You know, they make a sound like that?
Yeah, it's going to be rad. You can, like, for banquets and, like, parties... You can have the, like, parks, like you're sitting there walking your dog and swinging your baby or doing whatever.
You're Michael Jackson swinging your baby?
No, you know, on swings and whatnot, and I don't, whatever.
Swinging your baby. I just carry my baby on one hand, walk around swinging my purse. It makes a good child that way.
No, well, yeah, so...
Yeah, swinging babies. That's a good one. Did you actually email them on this?
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah,
you're serious.
Well, I didn't.
Mojo Taco Bell truck.
I didn't do it per se, but my buddy basically emailed them. And the fine people at Taco Bell, I mean, their customer service is top notch.
Yeah, they pretty much are.
I pretty much.
But they are owned by a parent company, aren't they? Owned by Pepsi.
Yeah, I think KFC.
Long John Silver's.
Long John Silver.
Pizza Hut, I think, too.
Pizza Hut.
I think those are all in the same umbrella.
Pepsi.
You know, healthy food.
Taco Bell is not bad for you. Probably not great for you, but it's...
Tell that to my stomach yesterday.
It's like the lesser of all evils.
I don't know.
You know what seems like it would be good for you? Arby's. Because it's only, like, bread and meat. But
bread,
I think
bread's
it's
not good for you.
Yeah, but I love it.
Bread's pretty good.
I could just eat a whole loaf.
Just put some butter and some cheese on it.
Nah, just bread. Bread to the dome.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's no healthy alternatives with drive-thrus. Really, nothing.
Well, you know, you can get out of your car and walk up, and you're kind of getting some exercise.
Or you could just eat it on the toilet. It's serving a purpose. That's what normally happens when I eat Taco Bell. Might as well be eating it on the toilet.
Dude, drive-thrus are an amazing idea, but Taco Bell taco truck is... It's advertising as well. It just drives around all the time. It just has, like, Taco Bell everywhere. Like, it's a billboard just going down the street.
And it sells tacos.
And it sells tacos. So it's making money, and it's making money. It's marketing, free marketing... And then it just makes money all day.
And you can have like a beatboxer.
Yeah, I don't know. But you could, dude, at bars let out 2 o'clock in the morning, roll up the Taco Bell truck. Dude, roll up two Taco Bell trucks.
I was thinking about a Mojo Break truck, just doing breaks at 2 o'clock.
Doing breaks
in the
2 o'clock in the morning at bars?
Yeah.
That's.
But speaking of money, did you hear about the, we heard about it obviously, but I guess PayPal is sending 1099 K forms to all you eBay sellers, which most of us are because we buy, we sell, we buy, we sell. It's a revolving process. If you have 200 sales or 20,000 in sales. So if you sell 200 plus cards at $1 each, you're going to get a 1099 form.
Yeah. This is, I don't know about, this is good podcast material. People are just like, dude, these guys really bringing this up right now.
We're just financial. We have to talk about financial stuff.
Yeah, but people are like, dude, I'm trying to forget all about this.
I just, you
if
know.
If I run away from it, if I just pretend like it doesn't exist, then I'm all good.
Well, I was just thinking for years people were able to sell on eBay without having to
I know,
get hit by
but
the
like,
tax
it's,
man.
It's going it, to, not even in the card industry, it's like everybody, everywhere.
Well, I think the government's like, hey, this new thing called the internet, like, you guys aren't paying taxes on this money, like, what's up? I think it's become such a standard that, who do you not know that buys on the internet? I you know, maybe my grandma, my grandpa, you know, but everybody buys things on the internet, so all that sales that people were paying in stores like Macy's, Sears,
internet
Target,
is like a beautiful thing. It's like it's the only true, unpoliced thing. And now it's going to get taxed, so it's just like everything else.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, I feel them. You know, I just...
Somebody needs to come out with a new internet. Again.
The internets.
The internets.
You know?
I just, dude, it's such a beautiful area, such a beautiful place. Don't F it up with all your politics, bro.
I know. Well, they're saying, you know, now people are going to have to, if you're selling on eBay, you might as well keep your receipts from, like, your local card store visits and stuff now, too. Because if they're going to tax you like a business, even though you're just Johnny selling cards, you might as well keep your receipts.
Yeah, because it's always going to be a loss.
Right.
I mean,
I wouldn't think you'd profit off of being a card collector. I wouldn't think.
No, you're probably going to lose just... Dude, how many times have you went to a local card store and dropped, like, $100 and maybe got, like, $5 or $6 in return?
Right.
I mean, that happens more often than not. So, I mean, you keep those receipts. I mean, government's going to look at this and go, dude, like, we're... I mean, they're not going to pay you back on anything. But yeah. They're just going to... You don't have to owe them anything. It's just more paperwork. It's more bullshit.
I want to know, you know, this is totally off any sports topic. My money, I want to, like, can't they give me, like, somewhat of a balance sheet on what they did with my money? Like, at the end of the year?
Because you don't want to know.
I don't want to know. That is true.
Like, if they did that, people would be like, fuck this, I'm moving to Canada.
They'd be like, the senator's hotel room.
No, if we talk about this, you should be able to, they should give you, like, a sheet. When you start working, when you turn 18, you basically have this sheet of paper. It's like basically registering to vote. All right? Right. So you basically go through and you put what your priorities are. Like, I want my money to go here, 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 and here.
Right.
And that's where your tax money goes to.
Right.
They divvy it up in that order, and you basically put a percentage of what you want it to go. And then you feel like I'm contributing to society.
Right.
I'm doing what I want to do with my money.
Right.
And it's still, like, going into something, like, productive, but you have a choice. Now, if they, I mean, you don't want to know what it's going towards.
Yeah, I mean, I know it does. I mean, I like your idea, but it does have to be regulated, because what if everybody puts their money into a new football stadium and no money gets to go to schools? So, I mean, it does have to be police.
We have a killer new football stadium. And
it does have to be police, but let's just, you know, I don't care if 2% of my money went to fix a street or 3% of my money went this way. I mean, it's ridiculous that we and then that's why I can see why these people do occupy. I don't think there's any direction why people are occupying. I don't even think why people know why they're occupying. I think it's the cool thing to do, but I think the root of why it started is that we need to know where the hell our money's going. It's ridiculous that we have all these people at the top and they don't say, hey, you know, the money from that we took in, they should have, like, complete transparency of, for the taxpayers this year, we got this much money and we're spending it this way.
So tell me this, riddle me this. So we're going to do our taxes and we got to itemize everything down to the last cent, essentially.
Right.
And we have to do that. We're just two dudes just hanging out trying to do what we got to do to survive. And all the money that we send into the government doesn't have to do that. So everybody else has to do it.
Right.
But we don't, but us, the big government, doesn't have to do it. That's bullshit.
Well, and that's,
so
and
you
that's,
have to tell me where all your money's going, and you have to report all the money that you're making so you can pay us, but we're not going to do that in return for you.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
It is. And it's, with the age of the internet, I think people are starting to realize. I mean, in the 50s and the 40s, I mean, that was working. People didn't care where the money went and things were happy. But now we're all hip to what's going on because of all these news stories and the internet. People can talk and there's no propaganda being put out there anymore on the internet. I mean, there never was, but there was propaganda being put out in the 60s and 70s and stuff like that. So people didn't know. Now that we all talk amongst ourselves and we educate ourselves, we're like, hey, what the hell's going on with our money? And that's the bottom line. It has nothing to do with sports cards.
You're just getting me heated now. I'm getting pissed off. I already smashed something.
Yeah, don't smash the computer. We got to do a break earlier or later.
Yeah, I'm going to break.
So, but speaking of money. I like money, too. I like to bathe in it if possible.
I like money.
So, Bryce Harper tops the list for recent cards. 2010 Bowman Chrome buyback, you know, the USA version, number 34, which is his number, out of 100, BGS 9.5, sold for $11,000. You can get a Kia for that.
You can get a Kia.
Drive around in a Kia.
K Kia is stepping it up, bro.
Yeah, it's, this Sonata's, or no, that's, is that a Kia? That's Hyundai. Hyundai Sonata. That car think, looks pretty tight.
I think Kia is like the official car of the NBA.
Oh, really?
I think Blake Griffin is like pimping out a Kia.
Wow. You see his dunk the other night?
Ridiculous. No, I heard about it.
It was pretty nasty. It was actually...
You know who won last night? The W's. You know who has...
First win of the year?
Dude, two wins in a row. They're on a winning streak.
Wow.
You know what? You can't actually say much. The love affair and Magic is done.
He's talking S about the team.
When I grow up, he's like, I want to have a real point guard. And what's his name? Your guys' point guard's like, come on, man.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, it's Magic's rebuilding. Here it is.
Oh, he just threw it in?
Yeah, just got so high he threw it in. Blake Griffin.
That's how I dunk on NBA Jam back in the day.
That's ridiculous. From Chris Paul, that's gonna be quite a combination. Just no problem. I can see why his cards sell for that much. When you can do a dunk like that, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Somebody should save that ball, put it on a card, because that's going to be dunk of the century.
They should put that card in a... They should put that ball in a pack.
the whole ball?
The whole ball.
Just flattened?
No.
Just leave the air in it?
Just leave the air in it.
Like you like to say, pack searchers would find that one right away.
Well, it wouldn't be difficult.
But we were talking about money, getting into the expensive cards, like we said, the Bryce Harper... there was a SP, a Legendary Cuts, Babe Ruth cut autograph. 2 of 2. So, obviously, $7,800 for Babe Ruth.
A little chunk change. Not quite a Kia.
No.
Maybe a Geo Metro back in the day. Remember the Geo Metros?
Or a used Honda Civic.
A used Civic?
Like a 2005.
Yeah. Maybe about 165,000 miles on it.
Bad clutch, you know. Yep. And then also from the same set, I would have rocked these if I, you know, want to spend $300 on a pack. But SP Legendary Cuts, Abraham Lincoln President Cut, 1 of 1, sold for $7,500.
$7,500 gets you, I don't know, maybe a 2000 Corolla?
Maybe a 2006 Scion TC?
Maybe.
It's about what I traded mine in for.
Blue, maybe?
And this one was a redemption, and it didn't even say what number it was, and I think the person overpaid. I mean, obviously the guys on the card are great, but 2011 Top Supreme, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Bart Starr, triple autograph, sold for $5,000.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Aaron Rodgers holds his value. And so
out of Top Supreme, huh?
Yes.
2011?
Triple auto, yeah.
Wow.
So, it doesn't say it's numbered 1 of 1, or it's numbered, I mean, I'm assuming it's numbered 100 or less, but
yeah, that's a little much, man.
It was one bid at four at 5,000, so that, obviously the guy started it at that.
I think that's like a $2,000 card.
Yeah, I think so too. But you know what? This guy listed it at 5,000 with no
bids. Bought it
and one bid, and somebody bought it.
What is that Cammy Cam right there?
2011 Cam Newton Gold Standard 1 of 1 Auto Shield sold for $4,400 sticker auto, but. It's from his game, you know, player worn jersey,
and player worn, not game worn.
It was a rookie premiere again.
Rookie premiere, one of the 7,000 jerseys he's probably wearing.
Yeah, exactly.
He's all shit, man. I looked at that one.
I touched it, you know. I can't. As many cards as came out from this rookie premiere, it seems like these guys had 500 jerseys apiece.
They had a lot.
Because how many cards did we get with numbers on them? And how many cards can you make from one jersey that have multiple colors?
Look at Platinum. I mean, Platinum had some ridiculous patches on it. And
yeah.
They were like numbered to $4.99.
Inception, too.
Inception. What was... Let's see. Finest. Finest had some pretty good patches that were up there.
Yeah, what just doesn't make sense to me is how many jerseys these guys had. It's like... Maybe we shouldn't clown on Tops for making retired rings that are fake when these are pretty much almost the same thing.
Almost.
I mean, it's an event-worn jersey that never seen playing time, and we don't even know for sure that the guy wore it, to be honest, because how could he wear that many jerseys?
How can you police it? You just don't.
You don't. You can't.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
And it seems all of these rookie cards. I mean, we're done with the season.
It's funny. It's funny that we were because we were complaining like earlier in the year. We're all, man, like, why don't you guys do something that's like, you know, got some color to it, some patches, and all this stuff. And they completely come out with platinum, and it's everything that we want.
Right.
But it's numbered like $5.99.
Right.
So I'm like, well, that's great. That's great that you actually did this, but now it devalues the card. You can't have it both ways, and I get it. I mean, yeah. We have to sit here and complain about something, or we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Right, right.
So...
Yeah, and I do like the way that, you know, if it's numbered to 50 or less, it should have color, but anything over that, it shouldn't. Because we got
then you're not gonna see them though. Yeah. So
yeah, I mean it's a catch-22.
Yeah, you can't complain about it. And
but how many colored cards, colored jersey cards can they get out of one jersey? That's my question.
Well, think about it. There's usually two logos on
So you can
on,
make
on the sleeves, and then there's.
I'm being generous. You can get 50 cards out of one jersey, colored cards.
It depends on. I think you can get more than that.
It as many cards as we've seen is a small percentage of how many cards got released, and we see ridiculous color throughout this whole year of football.
Yeah.
So there, to me, there's got to be at least 500 to 1,000 jerseys per person, easily.
Again, it gets back to the players. Like Jordan Todman, probably they had him wear 4,000 jerseys.
Right.
I mean, these guys aren't really wearing these jerseys. I mean,
well, we show the Mark Ingram, and to me, when I seen that, I thought that was all the jerseys he wore, but that was probably just that 10 minutes of jerseys.
Yeah, he probably took them all off and did the same thing all over again.
With 20 more.
But, you know... Who knows? They might have. It might be just a box of jerseys.
Well, what sucks about this whole thing?
These guys may have never even seen these jerseys. It may be just a stockpile boxes of jerseys.
Well, what sucks about this whole situation is we're well done with the season at this point. We've had plenty of games,
and there's
played.
Still rookie premier stuff coming out.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's not going to be a rookie card with a game worn jersey on it yet. Until next year, that's not a rookie card anymore.
No.
So it doesn't make
any... But, I mean, are we talking... What about National Treasures and Five Star? And are those going to be... I mean, last year when we did Treasures, we got a Sean Green, Mark Sanchez. Those guys were not rookies.
So those were game-worn.
Those were game-worn. Those could have been from 2 years ago.
Right. And that's probably what happens is they collect these and then they, you know, put them in. But I've seen some big complaints about Treasures because there's on Blowout, there's a list of... the RPAs, and they still have, like, Gerald Jerrigan and Jordan Todman. So the guys, like, why not throw in Roy Helu or guys that weren't at the premiere? You've had 7 months to figure it out.
Don't tell me that the RPAs are all guys from the rookie premiere.
Yes.
Oh, Top. Shame on you.
No, Panini.
Panini, shame on you. Well, Top's probably... Because there's RPAs in...
Yeah,
and Five Star.
Yeah, but I don't know. It might be. I don't know about them. I can't speak for them. But for Panini, I know that it's guys from the rookie premiere again. So
at least guys who are at the rookie premiere, at least we do have Cam Newton,
right?
Julio Jones, AJ Green.
Yeah, and there's 70% of the guys that were good last year were at the rookie premiere, but there's Denarius Moore who had a good, decent year besides injury. There's Roy Helu that had a few good games. So, yeah, they have, let's see if it's all rookie premiere guys. So, Cam Newton, yep, you got...
those are kind of disgusting. Those are...
They're good. Pretty badass looking.
Dude, is that a Daniel Thomas?
Yep.
That Daniel Thomas is ridiculous.
Yeah, but look at this. It's Daniel Thomas wearing a number 8 again.
Oh!
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, like he's not number 8.
Oh, that patch, though.
The patch is pretty nasty. And so is that. I mean, we all know National Treasures, creme la creme, you know, primo, top shelf. You know, that's good. That's great. But why do we still have Daniel Thomas in a number 8 jersey? Why do we still have Jordan Todman? Why?
That's
true.
It's
8 months.
You know what's bullshit? That is rookie premiere photos.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are
all
rookie premiere photos.
Is Panini not allowed? I mean, do they not have a cameraman on the field during games? Because Daniel Thomas played, 8 games this year at least?
Easily, yeah.
I mean, he may have played all of them. Yep, Kyle Rudolph, Pettis, Vaughn Miller. So it's well into the season, and we still have rookie premier guys. Which
those are all rookie premier guys.
Yeah,
right?
It's the same exact. Yeah. You know, in which we look, this guy commented. Is there a reason why we got RPAs of guys of Powell, Jerrigan, and Todman instead of Patrick Peterson, T.J. Yates, or Roy Helu Jr.? T.J. Yates played a freaking playoff game this year. I mean, granted, it was because of Schaub.
Wasn't Patrick Peterson at the rookie premier?
No. And his cards go for a lot because of that. Well, look at good example. Look at Victor Cruz last year.
Yeah.
There's hardly any autos of him. And the value's gone up, which is great. I guess that's a good thing of it, but... you got all these rookie premier guys still. It's just crazy. So that was first look. Maybe it changes. Maybe there's different cards. But to me, it looks like
those patches are
they're disgusting.
Ridiculous.
They're disgusting. I very very disgusting cards. And they'll go for a good amount still. But I don't get it. I really don't. But moving on to our next thing, we're gonna do a bet. Super Bowl's on Sunday. We're sitting here on Friday. And they have some props. What props are is betting on
like
the game.
Props like, hey, man, good, give you props for pulling up that window right there.
Or like Carrot Top props. You know, like a fake bat.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was just giving you props.
It's betting on the game, but betting on like what Madonna's going to wear or, you know, who's going to sing what. And what we've done is we decided to make a bet. And if I lose, I have to wear a Rams jersey. Dan has to wear a Niners jersey, which he should just convert because it's a better team. But
during our next break.
During our next break. So I will, and that's going to be something next week. So whoever loses this. So what we're going to do is we're going to trade off on these props. Dan's going to pick the first one, and I'll do the next one. So the first one is, how long will it take Kelly Clarkson to sing the national anthem? Over 1 minute 35 seconds. Or under 1 minute 35 seconds.
Am I going first?
You're going
first on the next one.
Yep.
I'm going to put an under. Going under on that. Woo!
Under 130. What was it? Under
135.
Okay. And then I get to pick the next one.
Yep.
Which is, will Madonna wear fishnet?
You're not going to vote on that one?
I get the other one.
Okay.
You know, automatically. Will Madonna be wearing fishnet stockings at any point during the halftime show? Wow.
That's the same thing as the first one.
Yeah, I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna say yes. Yes to Madonna.
Same odds on those two is -115 on both. I'm glad I don't live in Vegas, man. I'd be getting all over these.
Okay, this one is just a pick, so we'll both get to pick. We can pick the same one if you want. Will the Super Bowl MVP? Who will the Super Bowl MVP thank first? God, teammates, does not thank anyone, coaches, owner, or family. And the family is a +500. So
yeah, I know, and that's crazy. That's kind of a weird thing because you think, You know what? I'm gonna go teammates.
All right, teammates. Jeez. I'm gonna go on a limb. I'm gonna say family.
Really? I was gonna say family, but you know, I'm going with my teammates.
My quarterback. Let's do. You know what? Let's make our own side bet. Who's gonna be Super Bowl MVP?
Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, and who'd you say? Thanks first. You said.
Teammates.
And I said family. Sorry, we're writing this down on the fly. Got Microsoft Word open. So who's your Super Bowl pick?
Super Bowl MVP, huh?
Yep.
Super Bowl MVP will be Eli Manning. And I think that kind of gives away what team I think is going
to
win.
Yes, obviously. You mean they're not going to give the Super Bowl MVP to the loser?
They're all, you know what, Eli, you had a hell of a game, man.
And obviously this will just be a point, you know, if you get it right. We're going to go by points.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm going to go Rob Gronkowski. I know he's hurt and he may not play, but I think it's going to be a story.
I think it's going to be a story. You know what?
I
think mine. I think I have a better chance.
I think you do too. The obvious one would be to go with
Why would you not go with Tom Brady? Why would you not go Tom Brady?
Because I'm thinking outside the box. I think it's going to be one of those stories where we didn't even know if Rob Gronkowski was going to play. He comes in, catches four touchdowns.
But Tom Brady had to throw those four touchdowns. That's why I was gonna pick like Akeem Nicks or Victor Cruz, but I'm all, somebody has to throw him the ball.
Yeah, I know. I don't think either of us could win.
Except that if the Giants win, Eli Manning will be the MVP.
What if Brandon Jacobs gets four touchdowns?
Yeah, that's...
What color will the... this is mine, right? What color will the Gatorade be that is dumped on the winning head coach?
Yeah, you got a good one.
Yellow, orange.
Clear, even.
Wow. Yellow.
Yellow plus 200.
Orange, lime green, red, or blue. I'm going to go yellow.
How are you going to be able to tell the difference between yellow and lime green?
We'll be able to tell. We got HD.
Is yellow like lemonade flavor, or is, because lime green is the
yellow is like the most common, the lemon lime, I think.
Yeah, wouldn't that be lime green?
No, lime green is something funky. So, which color are you going with?
Kiwi watermelon.
Piss.
They don't have purple on there, huh?
No.
Let's see.
Come on, time's ticking.
Dude, I can't pick the same one you did, right?
No.
Shit.
Yellow? Well, you can't pick yellow. So it's clear, orange, lime green, red, or blue.
I'm going clear.
Take the easy one.
Well, why? I'm trying to win over here. Why would I? Dude, am I really going to go blue?
Who will have more, Manchester United, Chelsea, or Giants Patriots? Who will have more?
Field goals.
Is that what it is?
Is that what it is?
Field.
Yeah. We're passing. I'm going to skip that one.
Let's skip that one. How many times will David Tyree's 2008 Super Bowl catch be shown on TV during the game? Over 1.5, under.
Is that mine or yours?
That's yours.
It's going to be over 1.5. Yeah. They're going
to
show it like...
How are we going to find the answers? Are we going to try to watch this and mark it down ourselves?
We can go on a betting site.
They'll have it.
Yeah.
David Tyree shown 1.5.
Dude, they're going to show that 13 times. That's a sucker. It's a no-brainer.
You think so? All right, this is the next one. Okay. How many times will Giselle Bundchen be shown on a TV during the game? Oh, wait. Oh, that's... I skipped one. How many average viewers will the Super Bowl have? Over 117 million or under 117 million? I'm going to say over. I don't know. Is that a lot?
Well, I mean, you talk in the billions.
How many downloads will Mojo Break Podcast 13 have?
Under 5?
Or over 5?
Are you getting you're talking billions?
No, people. 5 people.
Oh.
Super Bowl.
People listening to this are all, well.
Now it's 4, dumbass. Over, how much? 117?
Yeah.
Million?
Billion.
Billion. No.
That's a million.
Okay. Throw me off. $1 billion. Over 117 million, Doug. Okay. So the next one is yours.
117 million Dougs.
Yes. Is there that many Dougs in the world? How many times will you see a gazelle running across the field? How many times will Giselle Bundchen be shown during the TV? On the TV during the game?
During the TV.
Over 5 or under?
Over 5 times.
Or is that over 0.5?
Is that a point? That's got to be a point. Dude, you couldn't be over 5 times. It's got to be a 0.5.
Okay.
So, under would be 0.
0, yeah.
I'm going over 0.5. Oh. They will show her one time at least. Over 5 times. I'm like, they'll just have her, she's on.
She's kind of hot, I mean.
Is she a sideline reporter? I know who she is. But why isn't her last name Brady?
You know she makes more money than Tom Brady? That's why she didn't change her name.
Because she makes more money.
She makes more money than them. When you make more money than your other significant other, you just keep your name.
You get to keep your name.
Yeah.
But he's fucking Tom Brady.
You know what she? You know, did you see? Did you hear this? Speaking of this, going a little off topic. Did you hear the email about the email she sent out? It's ridiculous.
No.
She sent it to her friends and family to hold positive energy for Tommy over the weekend as he fulfills his dream of winning a Super Bowl.
But he's already won three.
Exactly. And it said it means a lot to him, so have your prayers with him. God, it's like, what's Dan Marino going? I didn't win any Super Bowls, bitch.
Yeah, he's... But, that's exactly what he's probably saying to his wife right now. He's all, come on, man, I didn't win any Super Bowls because of your fault.
Yeah, so that's kind of a ridiculous email. If Tom Brady's son is shown on TV during the game, will he be wearing a Tom Brady jersey?
That's you. I don't know. You're looking at me. I'm like,
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say no.
He's gonna be wearing a Wes Welker,
Eli Manning. Tom Brady's son not wearing.
What if they don't show his son?
Jersey. I don't know. I guess we cancel that one out.
That's if they show his son, it's me winning one, because they're gonna show his wife.
Oh yeah, it's...
that's awesome.
What will happen with the Dow Jones the day after the Super Bowl? Marked up, marked down.
Marked up.
Marked up.
Marked up.
All right. So that about does it for the news segment. A little extended tangent. I think we're going to name the podcast the Mojo Break Tangent, because that's what happens. Yeah. You know, but it's entertaining. Hopefully you're entertained. We're going to get into this song by Seven Dust, and we're going to be right back with some reviews.
I'm gonna ride. Before we get into the reviews, wanted to tell you that some things that are happening with MojoBreak.com. We got the new Mojotastic Patches and Ink, and what that is, basically a mystery pack, but some ridiculous mystery packs. We hand-scoured eBay, check out my cards, different sites, hand-picked 80 cards. They're going to be 20 packs. The chasers are ridiculous. We're talking a Bryce Harper autograph, Bowman Chrome on card, easily sells for $200 to $300 on eBay. Also, a Cam Newton autograph. Everybody wants a Cam Newton. Everybody wants a Bryce Harper. They're in the Mojotastic Mystery Pack. So it's a Cam Newton Ryan Mallett number to 25. So it's a ridiculous card as well. And then there's also a Joe Montana number to 20 from Supreme this year. So those are three ridiculous chasers. Every pack will have four cards, at least two autos. And we're talking the realm of Jim Palmer, Kellen Winslow Sr., Daryl Strawberry, Jamison Tallien, Dustin Ackley, Pablo Sandoval. The list goes on. Multicolored patches. There's a four-color Ryan Mallett jumbo patch. So everybody's getting value. Even if you don't get the chaser packs, you're getting a ridiculous value, more than any of the mystery packs I've seen. We handpicked it for that reason. So go ahead and get yours while you can. There's a little more than half left, so go ahead and reserve it. Go to mojobreak.com. Upcoming breaks, we have playoff contenders football. There's still some spots left. We're doing a whole 12-box case of that. Totally Certified is coming out, which that's six hits a box. We're doing six boxes of that, so and you can get a team in a little bit cheaper than the playoff contenders. So we also got a seven-box break that's on there now, where it's four boxes of Magic, one box of Limited, one box of Rookies and Stars. So it's a great, Magic is online release only, so if you didn't want to have to go through Tops, you can get in a break and get one of those SP autos. I know they have Cut autos, they have Cam Newton autos, so it's a great way to get into a break. And all kinds of stuff. There's 5-star coming up, which I know we have some divisions left. We're doing box breaks by division for 5-star, and that's primo. Contenders will be, or I'm sorry, National Treasures will be up there soon. There's also Playoff Contenders Baseball that's coming up. So pretty much any break that's going to be up, or product that comes out, mojobreak.com will have it. So if you want to get $5 off a break, put in Mojo5, and for your spelling enthusiast, spell out 5. So Mojo5, you get $5 off, get in a break, get some Mojo for cheap, and check it out. Now we're going to get into the reviews.
All right. Well, that was a good jam, and we're back, and we're going to get into Precision 2011 football first, and then end the podcast out with our review of 2011 Topps Baseball Series 1, 2012, that is. So 2011 Precision sucks balls. That's I'm going to put it bluntly.
You know what?
Crap.
But let's focus on the pros of this product. Made out of cardboard. It has
colors
as NFL players on it.
Yes.
Very few redemptions. We didn't get any redemptions.
Yeah, that's true.
Again, it's football, and I like football.
Yeah, it's pros.
It's pros. Some of them.
Got an assortment.
Because I'm pretty sure Jordan Todman's not really a pro anymore. And Trevor Taylor Price.
Yeah.
We'll go into detail about that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a vet auto in this.
He does. Is he even considered a vet?
Is he considered a football player?
Barely.
I don't know, man. I think he's on the wrong team.
He's like a card. It's like a Ray Lewis chew toy.
Yeah, it's. But I guess we can just go straight into it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's just once again, they promoted it. Any product that's promoted with four autos, it's a lot of promise, and you see the price point, and you see the checklist, and you go, man, they this looks good. So you talk good about it, and you promote it on your website. You say, hey, let's do a group break of this stuff. And it comes out, and you get an absolute piece of shit product. And I'm not even censoring myself on this one because I'm just upset that they just pulled the wool over everybody's eyes.
You know, Topps has had an historic year with football releases.
Yes.
Everything has been killer. It's been amazing. They've done everything right. And now they come out with a high-end product, and this goes down.
Yeah, exactly.
This goes down. They
It's a $175 price point, at least. It should be $70.
It's a $75 product.
Yeah, for a $75.
Maybe $100.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But for the price, no way. No way should they have put this product out at that price. What we're going to call it now is 2011 Sticker Dump. So basically they had a bunch of leftover stickers, i.e. Taylor Price, i.e. Aurelius Ben. And what are we going to do with these? We can't just throw them away. Well, let's put out a product and use these stickers up. The saving grace of this product was the pen, the black background cards with the gold silver pen. That looked pretty sweet.
Gold,
that
was, silver. I think they have white pen.
White pen.
Yeah.
We got, I think, three of them, and unfortunately, one of them was a Greg Little where the pen was running out of ink, so it was scratched on. So
no pen.
No pen.
The no pen. One of one. The, auto.
Exactly. Error card, I guess.
Like the quality control. So, Topps gets that card back, and they go, "That's okay.
Well,
we can put that in the pack."
I don't know. It's money to them, though. So you're losing money if you don't put that in the pack, probably, at the end of the day, because the guy was contracted to sign a certain amount of cards.
Dude, it is, like, you could barely see the ink.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see, it's scratched in more than it's actually autoed.
Yeah.
Maybe we should scan that and put that on the website, just so people can see what we're talking
about. The not-so-cool gallery?
Yeah. The what happened gallery.
Yeah. So let's start off with our first category. We changed the way that we're going to do these categories. Same categories, but I figured let's start off with base and overall design because it's the first thing that it hits you when you open a pack. So basically, I probably would have thought the same of it if they put... It's a four-card pack. Let's start off with that. There's four packs, four cards per pack. The hit is the third card. So you're getting three base cards per pack. They might as well have put three dummies in there.
Yeah.
Seriously. They made about 75-point base cards. That's about the thickness of them. Nothing numbered. The cards look like a mix between Gridiron Gear and... Gridiron Legends and Tier 1 Baseball.
Base design is Tier 1 Baseball.
Yeah.
That is it. It's basically the same design, the same box packaging as Marquee.
Yep.
And we are talking about two products that tank for Topps.
Yeah, so scrap that whole four mini box long box design that didn't work. So
or it would work if you put something in it.
Something that was good. the base cards, in my opinion, look very retail-y, for 100 and...
Retail-y.
Yeah, it's probably not a word, but I made it up. for a $180 product, the cards should look maybe similar to Triple Threads, where every... Why isn't every card numbered?
Why is there no parallels of base cards?
There's nothing. There's no parallels.
There's not one... We opened a case, 12 boxes, there was not one numbered base card. Now, the one thing I will give them... credit for is there was a good amount of Hall of Famers and Legends and Vets.
On the base checklist.
Yes. But you know what there wasn't any base cards of? Rookies.
Yeah, there was no base cards.
Not one rookie base card. I just don't understand what they were going for.
What the thought process
was. What are we doing here?
It was a sticker dump, and they probably had an intern make the set.
But the sticker autos... I mean, some of the players are pretty good. We got a Vernon Davis, got some pretty decent sticker autos, but they go out of the way to get like killer on card like rookie autos with like different colors,
yeah,
like ink, and then they put it in a set that has just shitty base design.
Yeah,
no numbered parallels, nothing sexy about the cards at all.
Nothing.
I don't know, man. I need a little foil up in here.
Yeah, it's, you know, thick's nice at times, but so your overall grade, I'm giving it a D.
Oh, and the cards are jacked up.
Yeah, and the cards are dinged.
They're just dinged.
So you want to try to grade it? Nope. No gem mint 10 here.
Not going down. A lot of chipping on the edges.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what's your grade for the base overall set? Base set and overall design?
D.
Okay. Yeah, my mind.
And basically, what it really has going for it is that it's a football product.
It's licensed. It's got licensed. Teams.
It's got teams.
Guys in helmets.
Yep.
Guys wearing jerseys. Going on to the autos category. The reason why it did not get an F or a D for that matter from me, and you're probably on the same level as you suggested to me before the podcast, was that there is veterans and rookies and Hall of Famers in the product. So, I mean, that's what we all want. We all want a good mix, and they had the right idea, but just done extremely poorly. So, you know, we got a Len Dawson. We got a Kurt Warner. So those were the two probably big-name retired guys. As far as current stars, we got a Jared Mayo, Jason Pierre-Paul. A lot of defensive guys.
Adrian Wilson.
I mean, and it's funny. I would look back. You know what we should? We should probably look back and see if all the veterans were at the rookie premiere. Because then that would definitely fortify a rookie a sticker dump. Oh, because man. They had these guys sign, right?
Anybody who's at Tops is probably listening to this going, don't do that.
Sorry, you know what?
Don't do that.
We, you know, in Tops, we love you. We love your products. And we're just trying to be completely honest. And I understand that you can't make a hit every time, especially when you got to push a product
out. Yeah, you guys don't want us to sugarcoat it for you, do you?
No. I mean, and our listeners want us to be completely honest. We busted 12 boxes, so we got a great snapshot of your overall product. So we're going to tell you how it is. We're going to tell you what we think compared to other products because we've bust more than anybody out there, really. I mean, casual listeners, that is. So, yeah. So, autos, I gave it a C. Looks like you gave it
I gave it a C. Is that a C?
Yep.
That's a C. I gave it a C based on the same thing. I mean, the on-card autos, different color pens, very cool. The sticker autos were just, it was like filler.
Yeah.
But I do like the fact that you would probably get at least two veteran autos per box.
Yes.
So, you know, not awful. It could have been worse. Yes. Let me just say that. There could have been no on-card autos.
It could have been Gridiron Legends.
It could have been Gridiron Legends. So, C, and, you know.
Yeah.
Getting to memorabilia.
Memorabilia is where they just kind of barfed in their mouth. They pretty much just threw fecal matter out there and put it in a box. But I'm really harsh with my words today. I don't know why. But the memorabilia pieces, nothing. No, there's not one multicolored piece in a whole 12-box case. So they might as well just said no memorabilia this product at all.
Person who designed this product is probably going to listen to this and go, man.
Our website's getting a virus from Tops. We're going to get blown up.
These guys are mean.
But you know what? We have to. You know, we're just saying how we feel. And you know what's funny is this is the first review that we've had like minutes after a break.
Yeah, so it's all fresh in our heads.
So it's definitely like, fresh. So
I'm so pissed off at Jordan Todman right now for signing so many damn cards.
Yeah, I'm about to tweet Jordan Todman and be like, stop signing,
retire,
break a finger. So yeah, memorabilia. I give it an F just because we got probably in a 12-box case we got 10. Memorabilia autos, and they were all single color.
And they're all sticker autos.
And they were all sticker
autos.
And they
were just okay. I mean, for anybody who, anybody who's opened this product, and by the time you download this, you may have opened it already. I don't even need to explain myself.
Yes.
You will open it up, you will see it, and you'll be like, wow. It was something like the jersey pieces were something that you would get out of a retail like blaster box,
or if you were opening like Topps Jumbo
or
football.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like so generic and just what I like to call bush league.
Yeah, I like the word there, bush league. That's a good description for it. And you know, there are probably some big hits out there. I mean, obviously, every case can't have the 101 Cam Newton or the four color.
But
you know, Andy
Dalton. But we basically did a case and didn't get one sliver of multicolor.
Let's just put it this way: we did a case that retail would be probably $2,500. We're lucky if we get $500 back on our investment.
Maybe if we were to sell this. Majority of that or half of that maybe coming from the DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, the DeMarco Murray. We got a black DeMarco Murray number to 50 gold pen, which is a pretty card, and that's where I'm going to get into uniqueness. Dan gave, it looks like you gave it a D minus.
I gave it a D minus.
For memorabilia. Yeah.
And what saved it from giving it an F is the fact that, like, I just feel like we're really laying into it. I gotta pull back a little bit.
Uniqueness is where I gave it a C for the fact of the I don't know. I got a man crush for black backgrounds with different colored pens. You have your die cut crush. I like black cards with like silver pen. That's nice.
Okay.
Like Inception or the four cards we got here. So that's where the uniqueness is. That's where I think it's unique from other products. Yeah, Inception's done it, and I think there was Upper Deck started with Upper Deck Black.
You're just so generous with the C grade on something that is a product that has been released twice by Topps this year. I can't give it any uniqueness when they looked at Tier 1 that flopped. Completely flopped, and everybody hated everything about Tier 1. Look at that, like, that sucked. I'm going to do it again.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're going to not only make it, we're going to do it again, but we're going to throw it in the same box of another product that completely tanked. Nah, I got to give it a D on uniqueness.
Yeah, I can see. I'm not complaining about your grade. I do truly believe, when we're done recording this segment, I am going to go look at who was at the rookie premieres, because I truly believe that they were going through, you know, wherever they keep their stickers, and they went, God damn it, we got a lot of D'Angelo Hall, like we got Jared Mayo autographs, like what are we doing with these products? Okay, let's call it precision. We've never done it before. Let's put it out.
let's call it something. It's brand new.
It's precision, precisely stickers. So we're going to move on to value, which probably should be Fs, but I feel bad. I gave it a D-, because, like I said before, we spent $2,500 and we got maybe $500 worth of value.
You're right.
Granted, you will get four hits, four autos in a one box. I mean, that's better than most, but the quality is not there at all.
Yeah, this is... For the guys who like to rip and flip and try to get something that has some value to it to basically not make money, but, you know, get some of your money back. And like I said, if you can get 50 to 60% back on your investment, you've done pretty good. It's in that 20 to 25% realm.
Yeah.
Unless you get real lucky, and I mean, everybody, it happens in any product. I mean, you can get really lucky in a gravity feeder, at like Target, but the value, I gave it like a D-. The thing is, there's nothing about it. It's not for like set builders. It's cool that there's a bunch of autos. Everybody loves autos, but I mean, I know, not everything could be a hit. Everything could be great. You can't putting out as many products as companies do. You're gonna put out some shitty products.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just watering down the industry. So, it's unfortunate because at what point this came out in the season, it's the release right before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You would want something that would really just end out...
Build up football.
Well, I mean, that would end the 2011 season with a bang.
Right.
This is not it. I mean, this basically just makes it so you're like, well, I had a little taste of something that was decent before Five Star, before National Treasures.
Right.
And I would even say decent.
Yeah, and I feel bad for saying, this is going to be a good product. I thought it was. All signs pointed to it, so.
Yeah, I feel guilty. I feel like I've been lying.
Yeah, I know.
Topps, you made me lie to people. You forced me.
Looks like our overall grades are almost our overall grades are almost on par with you giving it a 66%, which is D, borderline D+. And I'm a 67%, which is just about the same. So wouldn't advise buying this product, but maybe if it drops down in price to $120, maybe it's a good deal.
If you can, I mean, any product where you can pull out four autos, and at that point, it doesn't really matter who the autos are. If you can pull out four autos in a box, essentially $25 an auto, that's an okay
for a football product.
For a football product, yeah. That's okay. But yeah, this is just, if it's going to hover around at 170, 175, even 150, 140, 130, I'd probably stay away from it.
Yep. So that does it. And we're going to talk about Topps 2012. All right, well, get into this Topps review. It's what's hot right now. It's what's popular. Everybody's talking about it. It's an exciting moment in the hobby when Topps comes out every year because it's baseball's right around the corner. It's a staple of the sports card industry.
It's the first release with the 2012 year. So
yeah, it's you know, everybody's trying to get retail. It creates a good buzz that's good for everybody behind the scenes of the hobby and everybody that collects in the hobby. It's just a good thing. Whether this review, you know, whether it gets a good review from us or not, it's they could wrap up a turd and it literally is going to bring excitement to the hobby.
It gets you excited for a lot of different reasons. It's you know, the winter's almost over.
Yep.
I mean, it's almost springtime.
Right.
Spring training's around the corner. It just gets you in that whole baseball fever, you know?
It does. And so we only did one box of this so far, one jumbo box, so it's not going to be as in-depth as we would with a case because our UPS guy has not shown up yet, so we weren't able to do the whole case before we pumped out this podcast and we wanted to get it for your ear hole. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. So overall base set and design, it's exactly what it is, was expected. You know, I'm not sure if I quite dig the base look yet compared to last year, but that's probably just because I'm not familiar with it yet. So it's a little bit of a throwback look in my opinion. The way that the I'm talking about, you know, number 1 through 330 base set. It's got a little, you know, round thing as opposed to last year. It was a little bit more modern looking. But overall, I think it's a nice looking card. Sharp corners, always good centering. Usually says stuff about the guy and his stats, you know, like a normal baseball card, a collectible baseball card would.
It's a set builder set. It's basically, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I think it's a sharp looking card. I do agree it has some kind of throwback feel to it. But you know, I mean, it's basically a standard, and I think it looks similar to last year in the way of the layout, especially with the inserts and stuff. But overall, base design, I give it a B. It's run of the mill Tops, and they got a good thing going on. So
yeah, I gave it a B minus. I mean, they have a lot of inserts. When you're dealing with a jumbo box, you got your inserts in the middle, just like they did last year.
Well, it's 50 cards in a pack, and you're usually looking about 20 cards in the front that are base cards.
Yeah.
10 cards in the center where is all your inserts, your hit.
Golden giveaway.
Golden giveaway, and SPs or SSPs if there's any in the pack.
Correct.
And then you follow out the back of the pack where it's basically the rest of the base cards.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they have golden greats where you'll get your Mickey Mantle, your Willie Mays, gold standard insert, which is, like here we're looking at a Frank Thomas on the Blue Jays. There's the golden moments where they actually, it's kind of a cool card because they talk about specific games to that player that are on the card, so that's pretty cool. The card you're holding in your hand, I'm going to say I'm not a big fan of. But
you know, it's an 80s. It's a throwback from my, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's 87 Tops. It's what they did with it, which I don't think they needed to do, was to make it a little bit smaller than everything else.
Yeah.
I wish, you know what, if they would have just kept it the same size.
Yeah.
I probably would have liked it a little bit more. It's a little retro, brings it back to the old days. I mean, this is pretty much when we started collecting. So,
yeah.
You know,
I have this set somewhere in my garage. They have the current players on there. Like I look at, he's got a Derek Jeter. I got an Adrian Gonzalez. But don't understand why they made it a mini, other than maybe because they've had a mini in every set that they do.
Yeah.
Maybe they have to have a mini.
Yeah. So, I don't dig the mini. I don't. You know. I really like the design. I would like for them to have just be full size cards.
Yeah, exactly.
They did it dead on though.
Yes,
yeah. It is a pretty sharp looking card.
And on the back is what it used to be as well. Yeah. Probably a little bit better centering than back in those days. But moving on to the autos, and it's hard to review the autos based on one box. It's probably going to be hard to review the autos based on one case, but what I did is I went on to look at some of the checklists, and the checklist is pretty badass when it comes to the stuff that's short printed, meaning They have stuff numbered to 15. They have 101 cut autos.
Yeah, I didn't know they had cuts.
No, and I haven't seen any of those on eBay. So probably odds, as much mass production as this stuff's been put into, probably not going to get one of those cards in your six-box case. But if you do, you hit something big, and you probably pay for your whole case with your one card. So, but actually, you know, taking a step backwards, one thing we didn't talk about was the SP cards, which we hit upon on the beginning of the podcast talking about the squirrel card, which after we talked about it, we actually went on eBay, and the first one sold for $600,
and now
it's selling for I seen one sell for $80.
Yeah.
The squirrel SP. And there's been 83 that have sold in 3 days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know a lot of people are breaking right now. I'm guessing that there's 1,000 of them made.
I'm going to say there's probably close to 1,000 somewhere in there. Maybe $7.99, $8.99, something like that. I mean, there's a lot of them. I mean, you're going to see a lot more pop up as this product is obviously out for a little bit.
Yeah.
A little longer.
And to me, the Albert Pujols, like, SSP would be more collectible to me than a squirrel card. Because
an Angels jersey that is photoshopped on him.
Correct. So what I'm thinking is as an Angels collector, that'd be a pretty cool to have the first Albert Pujols Angels card.
And then I'm looking at the Jose Reyes, like...
Same thing, yeah. Yeah, they did the Miami Marlins, so they did that last year with Carl Crawford and Adrian Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an SP. It's the same numbering as the regular card, but shown in different jerseys. Probably a lot easier. I mean, if you think about it, the Cardinals away jerseys are almost about the same color.
Yeah.
Probably pretty easy to just Photoshop.
Hard to do it with the Miami Marlins, though.
Yeah, yeah, you could see they chose a pose.
Where his arm is...
Covering the logo. Stuff. Yeah. But... I heard that the Pujols was selling for like $200. To me, that would be a...
And the base parallel sets. I wasn't too hip to that, but it looks like we got the Golden Moments parallel, which are the ones that you were going over.
Yeah.
But we also have Black Bordered, I think you got one of those.
I got one of them.
One per jumbo box, probably.
Yeah.
Number to 61.
Yeah, and then they have the gold.
They have the gold. Is that a Brett Pill gold?
Yeah, a little Brett Pill rookie card. Nice.
But they have wood parallel 1-1.
Yep.
Platinum parallel 1-1.
Yep. So there's all there. They have the silk collection, which is numbered to 50. So there's a lot of different stuff that you can get. So, you know, it's a fun set. A lot of cards, of course, but fun set. The auto category, I gave it a C+, just because. The auto I got was Trevor Cahill on the A's, which, you know, it's $5 auto at the end of the day. Most of the autos that you're going to get are going to be...
The Golden Moment autos.
The Golden Moment autos, and you're promised one of these per jumbo box. So it's going to be, you know, the likes of Adam Lind, Alexio Gondo, Matt Garza, Neil Walker... there are some better ones like Paul O'Neill or Sandoval.
You're going over pretty much of the week.
Yeah, right? I was just saying...
There is that Paul O'Neill,
yeah,
Golden Moments auto, which is kind of cool. Little like vet love there.
Yeah, but the majority of the Golden Moment autographs are pretty bad. And
there's an Edgar Martinez too.
Oh yeah, yeah, Luis Aparicio.
Yeah.
So there's opportunity for some good stuff. But you know, it looks like where it really shines, and I haven't even seen many of these on eBay, is the Golden Futures autograph. They're numbered to 15, and the checklist is Chapman, Rizzo, Ackley, Gordon, Hosmer, Freeman, Hellickson, Teheran, Tabata, Pineda, Moustakas, Trumbo, Trout, Castro, and Britton. And those are some pretty damn good rookies right there. I don't think they're considered rookies anymore, but they were rookies last year.
Yeah.
Hosmer was a rookie last year too. So those are good ones, and they got the Golden Future relics, so... you have cut autos of Mattingly, who did we see that cut auto of? Looking at the, there's a gold standard autographs of Gibson, Ripken, Banks, Robinson, Schmidt, Nolan Ryan, Paul Molitor, Mutual, Willie Mays, and McCovey. And Mays hasn't been signing, so this is going to be one of the first sets that he signs in, so those cards will go for a lot.
Yeah. Good stuff. I mean, you know, there's so much of this stuff out there. I mean, hitting one of those cards is going to be...
Very rare.
Very rare.
Yeah, even in Brent and Becca's recap, I don't think they got that much.
Yeah. It's... You know, I mean, it is what it is.
It is, you know, so you gave it what, it looks like a B?
I gave it a B for autos because I do like the idea. I mean, this is where it comes. If you get something good, it's going to have some decent value to it.
Right.
Because there's just not a lot of it out there. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what people truly do collect in this set. I mean, is it set builders? Probably. You're probably not going after the hits. There's some people who might be really going after the SPs and the SSPs. But, I mean, it's just a fun thing to open. I mean, you buy a jumbo box, you're going to get 500 cards.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you get a lot of cards, so you're getting
I see. I see a redemption there.
Yeah, that one's. This is just from Cardboard Connection.
World Series. Yeah. Relic. Yeah. That's.
Yeah, this is just some of the stuff. They busted 60 cases. That's Brent and Becca, and they actually make quite a profit, supposedly, on opening and selling. So they got a lot of World Series cards, it looks like, that are going to sell pretty well. Retired rings, they got some good stuff. Moving on to memorabilia pieces is one that maybe we don't see quite eye to eye on, but I think that retired rings are stupid. In my opinion, if for them to count it as a hit, it's just like the leather nameplates last year. Maybe a little bit better, but it's not a hit. It's basically a glorified insert, in my opinion. And that's what you're going to get mostly per case is a retired ring. I think there's also World Series pins and things like that. So, yeah, you get the World Championship pins. Those are numbered to 736.
Those are cool.
Those are a little cooler. You get a mix between...
So you get one. You get either or.
Yeah. Per case. You know, that's not bad. I just think the retired rings are stupid looking, in my opinion.
they're all dumb and stuff.
And then the Golden Moments jersey piece is going to be single color more than likely. The one that I pulled here was a CC Sabathia, so that does look like the lowered number stuff.
Those kind of look like your everyday Topps
single color relic.
I got to disagree. The retired rings, the World Series pins, I know they're not hits. I know they're mass-produced. There's tons of them. And, I mean, they are a glorified insert. But that thing looks kind of cool. It looks cool. I mean,
it doesn't even
got a little... It's stamped. It's not, like, engraved or anything. But I don't know. It's cool. It's cool. It's better than the nameplate.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it. But, you know, they got to try something new. And, you know, a lot of R&D goes into this product, I think, you know, personally. A lot of research and development. It seems like they spend a lot more time on this product than they do any of their other baseball products. You know, putting it out. There's a lot of cards. There's a lot of different cards.
Yeah, they do
tons. This is their
They do tons and tons of product. Inserts, tons of, like, subsets. I mean, they definitely... This is their... number one release. I mean, this is their name. This is what they do every year.
The standard, yeah.
This is absolutely their standard.
Yeah, and the cut signatures that they do have in there is Joe DiMaggio, Roger Maris,
Mantle,
so
Killebrew,
Sparky Anderson, Killebrew, Gil Hodges,
Billy Martin. That's a good one. I like that.
Is there one in there?
There's Billy Martin.
Oh wow, yeah. So this is early. I don't know if this is confirmed, but this is definitely on the sheet there. And then moving on to uniqueness, I gave it a C+. It's the rings are definitely unique, even though I don't like them. The pins are a little unique. It's a unique product in the amount of inserts.
I mean, how heavy was that pack when you were opening it?
I thought I had something big.
Yeah.
But for the retired rings, they don't even fit in 180 point top loader. So you have to get special top loaders.
That thing is huge.
It's a ridiculously thick card.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to get like a... When I saw it in the pack, since I didn't, you know what to expect with the product, I thought it was like a one-on-one, like a nameplate thing because it was so big. So it looks like your uniqueness. You gave it a D, just probably didn't blow you away.
No, I mean it is. It looks almost identical to last year. A lot of the inserts are the same, but I mean, just because it's not unique doesn't necessarily make it a bad product.
No, not at all.
I am a fan of the product. I just I just don't think it's unique.
You know, and this may sound weird, but it has its own unique smell.
Yeah, they.
I don't know why.
They like, smell like tops.
Like smell like a group of them.
Yeah,
it's like, it just like a fresh cards. I don't know. Maybe because there's so many of them.
They're also doing the Prime 9 giveaways again. Which,
but if you look at the front, it says Home Run Legends this time around.
Yeah.
So
a little different.
Barry Bonds gonna make the set?
Probably not.
Should. If you talk about home runs, there's no one better than the all-time home run leader.
That's probably debatable, but not with me. I'm into it.
Yeah, I know. I'm a Barry fan.
I'm a homer.
So value, I'm gonna give it a B plus just because I was just looking, even in my box, I could sell my 10 golden giveaways for $3 a piece, which would be $30. I could sell my retired rings for maybe $8. I could sell my auto for $5. I could sell my jersey piece for $5, and then I could break down the subsets and make some money off of that. So I could probably easily get 50-60% return on my investment. And I had a pretty subpar box.
Yeah, and like I always said, if you can get 50% back or more on your initial investment, that's really good. And basically, I mean, like you said, Series 1 always seems like the best rip and flip investment.
Yeah.
It gets worse as the series go on.
Right.
Like Series 2 it's still going to be decent, but
not quite as good.
It's not a big investment you're making.
Right.
And you're getting more than half of it back.
Absolutely.
Just based on the codes, with one case, you can probably put together a full base set, maybe a couple like subset insert sets, maybe. You might be able to get an SP. I think I've heard people say that SPs run 1 to 2 per case, jumbo case.
Yeah.
Those can be anywhere from $40, $50, maybe $80 card. I think it's a. Gotta say, it's value wise. I give it a B minus.
B plus. So that actually, once again, we equal out to both being 79, which is basically a B. So it's a good set to collect. You're gonna get a lot of cards. You know, tops is tops, and they didn't let us down this year.
Yeah, so absolutely.
They didn't knock our socks off either, but they didn't let us down. And I would buy a box. So. Also, check out mojobreak.com. Go on and put MOJO5 on the discount code and spell out 5, M-O-J-O, 5, F-I-V-E. A little slow on the spelling there. And you'll get $5 off any break.
$5 off.
It's like $5 back in your pocket.
And we have like breaks going down to what, like maybe $10, $15?
Yeah, it's like 50% off.
Wow, what a deal. It's like you're giving it away.
Mojo, F-I-V-E. So
Mojo 5.
So that pretty much ends off podcast 13. Did you have fun?
Absolutely.
I did too. It was a blast just talking
about cards.
Like you
say, it was all killer, no filler.
All right, guys. We'll keep ripping those packs. Hope for a good Super Bowl. I know it will be. And some good commercials. And we'll see you on podcast 14. Peace.
MojoBreak.com.